India demonstrated its resolve to fight fire with fire along the volatile line of control, directing all of its battalion commanders on the fiercely contested boundary to retaliate with all their might if the Pakistani army provokes them by violating the ceasefire or by pushing militants into Jammu and Kashmir. The fact that the army chief issued an unequivocal warning to Pakistan to cease and desist from misadventures along the border is a confirmation that there is going to be no immediate de-escalation of tension, especially as a defiant Pakistan refused to own up to the beheading of an Indian soldier and mutilation of another soldier's body by its elite SSG commandos on January 8th. Speaking around the same time that Pakistan brushed aside India's charges at the brigadier-level flag meeting at the Chakkandabagh crossing point in Poonch district, Jen Singh accused Islamabad of resorting to outright lies. Although Jen Singh emphasized the current tension would not escalate into a conflagration, holding that several stages have to be crossed before the two countries go to a full-scale war, he did admit the first stage of the spiral had been reached. External Affairs Minister Salman Khurshid said that Prime Minister Manmohan Singh would decide on Islamabad's offer of foreign minister-level talks.